All right, so you're interested in how automation is like changing everything for multi-language apps, right?
It's really something.
Yeah, so we've got some seriously cool insights here coming from research papers and tech articles all about this very thing.
Really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, so this deep dive today, it's all about answering one question. How is automation actually making it easier to like build and manage apps that work perfectly in tons of different languages?
Yeah, that's the big one.
Right. So get ready because we're going to be talking about some really cool stuff like AI-powered translation and how it works. And we'll also get into some of the challenges that come with all this and what it could all mean for like the future of global software. So
Absolutely, yeah.
it's a big topic.
Okay, so first off, why is multi-language support even such a big deal these days?
Well, I mean, think about it. The internet, it connects people from all over the world, right?
Right?
And more people are coming online every day, and they all speak different languages.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you want your app to be successful globally, it can't just be in one language.
Right, you got to reach everybody.
Exactly. You want everyone to feel like the app was like made just for them.
Yeah, like it understands them.
Right, exactly. So that's where automation comes in.
Okay, so how does it actually help with all of that?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts to creating a multi-language app, right? You've got translation, you've got testing, and you've got to make sure everything works smoothly in different languages and cultures.
Sounds complicated.
It can be, yeah, but automation can simplify a lot of these tasks.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, so let's talk about translation for a second.
Okay.
So traditionally, you'd have to like hire a bunch of translators to manually translate every single piece of text in your app.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, it definitely is, and it can be very time-consuming and expensive.
Right.
But now with AI-powered translation tools, you can automate a huge chunk of that process.
So the AI just like takes over and translates everything.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you still need human translators to like refine and check everything, but the AI can handle the initial heavy lifting.
Okay, so what about an example of like a specific tool that does this?
Sure. So there's this platform called Localize, and they use something called AI-powered translation memory.
What's that?
It's pretty cool. Basically, it means the AI learns from all the previous translations it's done.
Oh, so it gets smarter over time.
Exactly. So it can start to predict translations and even make suggestions for like better wording or phrasing.
So it's not just word for word translation, it's like actually understanding the context.
Right, it's getting there. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so localize helps with the translation part, but what about the actual look and feel of the app? Like, how do you make sure an app looks good in a language that reads right to left?
That's a really good point. And it's not just about translating the words right. It's the whole user interface, the layout, the
Yeah.
images, everything has to be adapted.
Yeah, because some languages they flow completely differently.
Exactly. And a good example of this is Duolingo, you know, the language learning app.
Oh yeah, I've used that.
Yeah. So they've actually completely redesigned their interface for right to left languages.
Really?
Yeah, like even the way they place images, the flow of the lessons, it's all mirrored to feel natural for those users.
Wow, so it's like they made a whole separate app almost.
Almost. Yeah, but it's all part of the same app. It just adapts based on the user's language.
That's super cool.
Yeah, and there's actually specific tools that can like automatically adjust the layout and flip images and
Yeah.
stuff
Oh.
based on the language selected.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's getting pretty sophisticated.
So all this personalization, it sounds awesome, but how do we make sure that these translations are actually good and that they make sense, you know, in different cultures? Like, can automation really handle that kind of nuance?
Yeah, that's a huge question. And it's true. Like, translating an app isn't just about swapping words,
I
you
think
know?
that captured the feeling.
Exactly. It's about understanding the cultural context.
Yeah.
And that's where things can get tricky.
So are you saying the AI isn't good enough yet?
Well, it's getting better all the time, but there are still limitations.
Okay, so what do we do about that? Well, there are automated testing tools that can help.
How does work?
Basically, they scan the app in multiple languages and they can flag anything that might be like a linguistic error or a cultural faux pas, you know, something that just wouldn't make sense in the target language.
So it's like a safety net to catch those mistakes before they go live.
Exactly. And it can save a lot of headaches down the road.
For sure. Okay, so let's say the app's been translated, it's been tested, it's all ready to go. How do we make sure the right version of the app gets to the right person.
That's where content delivery networks come in.
Content delivery networks.
Yeah, basically they're like these massive networks of servers all over the world, and they can detect your location and your language preferences.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they automatically serve up the appropriate version of the app.
So it's like the app just knows where you are and what language you speak.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's wild. Okay, so this is all sounding amazing, but I gotta imagine there are some challenges that come with relying so heavily on automation.
Oh, for sure. It's not a perfect system.
Like what?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is maintaining accuracy, like I was saying before.
Okay.
Machine translation is getting really good, but it can still sometimes miss those subtle nuances that make a translation truly great.
I see.
So sometimes you get these awkward or even incorrect translations that can really affect the user experience.
So what's the solution?
Human oversight.
You mean like real people still need to be involved?
Absolutely. Human translators, they play a crucial role in refining those machine-generated translations, you know,
right,
making sure they're accurate and they capture the true essence of what's being said.
So it's like a partnership, then the automation does the heavy lifting and the humans come in to add that final layer of polish.
Exactly. And that's probably going to be the model for a while, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so stepping back a bit, what does all of this mean for the future of software development? Like, what's the big picture here?
Well, I think it's safe to say that language is becoming less and less of a barrier in technology, you know?
That's a good thing.
It is, yeah. And it means businesses can target a global audience much more efficiently.
That's true. And what about developers? Like, how does this affect them?
Oh, it's a whole new skill set, a new way of thinking about app development, you know?
Yeah, got to keep up with the times.
Right, and for users, it means greater access to information and a more personalized experience.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
Pretty much, yeah.
I like it. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here today. We talked about how automation is streamlining translation, adapting interfaces, and personalizing content delivery.
It's really quite amazing.
It is, and we looked at real-world examples like Duolingo and Localize, and we even acknowledged the challenges that come with all this automation.
It's not a silver bullet.
Right, but it's definitely changing the game. So now I got to ask, what's next? Like, where do we go from here?
That's the big question, isn't it? Like, how will all of this continue to evolve?
Yeah, like what new innovations are on the horizon?
Who knows, but it's exciting to think about.
It really is. Now, for those of you who want to dive even deeper into this topic, I'd recommend checking out some of the research groups that are focused on natural language processing.
Yeah, they're doing some really cutting-edge stuff.
They are, and they're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And as with any powerful technology, it's important to remember to develop it responsibly.
Couldn't agree more. All right, well, that wraps up our deep dive into automation and multi-language applications.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for all the insights.
Anytime.
And to all of our listeners out there, we hope you found this discussion insightful and maybe even spark some ideas of your own.
Definitely.
Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.
Absolutely.
See ya.
Bye.